This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone's getting a picture with us today, too. I'm very excited for everybody.
Yeah, excited for everybody?
Yeah. I mean, how often do you get a picture with Dan Menigan?
I apologize.
Those Christmas cards are going to be off the hook this year.
Yeah, I apologize to everybody who is being forced to get a picture taken with us by Amber.
But they're giving away free swag. What do we got?
Yeah, giving away.
We got Venom,
goodies. And a
movie,
chance to win a Josh Naylor limited jersey. Drawing at 2 o'clock. Come out and register for it, and you get a Josh Naylor jersey. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Menigan's on my left. We're at the Rally House in Fairview Park, so stop on out and see us. We just second-guessed the manager. Some things I didn't like. Pinch-hitting David Fry for Bo Naylor as early as he did, and knowing we'd have Austin Hedges against righties or anybody later on in the game. That was an issue. Taking Bybee out early was an issue. Except I don't disagree with either move. I don't like either one, but I think he had to do them in the moment. Pitching later, I wasn't crazy about it, but that's the way it goes.
Yes, question sir. For you. Should they have taken an extra hitter rather than an extra pitcher in this series?
Not the way he's using pitchers. I agree.
I see it, but I just don't feel like there's a lot of depth.
I agree with you. He's limited when it comes to position player moves.
Yeah, it just seems so small. It just that – he doesn't have a lot of moves that he could do. I wish Fry wasn't hurt.
Especially,
if Fry could catch and didn't have the bad elbow.
Or play first base even.
Yeah.
Although you're not going to take Josh out.
No.
Here's the thing. You put – and by the way, now Ben Lively is on the roster because Alex Cobb is out with a back strain, and he's done for the postseason. Even if the Guardians come back and get to the World Series, he's done. Ben Lively's in. Ben pitched last night, but he's real thrilled. Hey, thanks, guys. Don't mind me. I'm back now. The one thing about the move, though, when they added Avila and took Angel Martinez off the roster, Martinez can play everywhere, which gives you a ton of versatility because he can play the outfield, he could play second, he could play short, he could play third. So that does cut down on some of the things you can do. I don't know that that's as important as having an extra pitcher. I don't know. Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to make some comments here just over looking over the game yesterday. Some of this I'm just going to reemphasize what's already being said.
Yeah.
The catcher situation, you know, it became crystal clear to me. You just talked about it. We do not have a hit from a catcher the entire postseason. It doesn't matter what move Vogt makes. You can pinch hit, you know, because you're stuck with the other one later in the game. You have no hits from a specialized position. That is a problem. There's no
Naylor's
two ways about it.
Naylor's 0-14.
Yes. You can't – what can you do? And it became clear to me when Hedges struck out with the bases loaded, he didn't have another option. So that is one problem.
Without intentionally walking the hitter before Hedges to get to Hedges.
It's unsolvable for this postseason. It's unsolvable. Okay. You know, and the second thing is, you know, there's so much recency bias and Monday morning quarterbacking, and I get it. It's perfect talk radio fodder. You know, I'll just remind everybody, Lane Thomas's grand slam was on the first pitch against Tarik Skubal. Okay.
So which he has a tendency to swing at the first pitch.
Okay. So we can get on Fry. A lot of this is batted ball luck. And, you know, you can get on Fry for swinging at the first pitch, but, you know, it could have been a home run, and it would have changed people's perception of whether that was a good idea or not. So
You could get on Naylor, too, about that, too. Josh did that, too.
Yeah, I don't mind him swinging at the first pitch.
I do when the guy before him in game one, if you see a guy come into the game and he's cold and he's throwing four straight balls and walks the first batter in the ninth inning, you can take a pitch. You can absolutely take a pitch.
Yeah, but if you're David Fry in that situation and you're going against Gerrit Cole.
I'm talking about game one.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about,
I think Anthony's talking about David Fry last night.
I know.
In that situation, you get the pitch you like from Gerrit Cole, you got to swing at it, right, Anthony?
Yes, exactly right. That's exactly right.
You have to.
And then the other thing I wanted to say, the other thing that's becoming crystal clear is, we miss Shane Bieber. We missed Tristan McKenzie, the old Tristan McKenzie. The lack of – we have not had a pitcher, starting pitcher, go five innings the entire postseason. Eventually, you know, that is a problem, and there's nothing he can do about it, you know, because the real answer to the question about whether or not to go to Cantillo in game one was to not have to have made that decision. And the fact that he has to do that, you know, and the other thing – I'll say about the postseason, the bullpen doesn't become more important. All pitching becomes more important. It's trouble when you have to keep going to your bullpen repeatedly over and over again. All it does is give people the chance to say, well, that was a bad decision, or that was a bad decision. You know, the good decision is to know Shane Bieber can go six innings, period, right?
Well, it's a confidence thing. That's all you're talking about is confidence. But by the way, I mean, I love this because we try to have these conversations throughout the season, and they just don't happen. People aren't as engaged as they are as we are right
now. Playoff baseball, baby.
Yeah, it's playoff baseball.
This
so,
is fun.
I mean, the second guessing just keeps us more interested in the series. If you ask me, you go back and you're like, hey, would you have done this? Would you have not done this? So,
Braden's in Akron. Hi, Braden.
Hey, Braden.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, man?
We couldn't be finer. We're at the Rally House in Fairview Park. Come on out and say hi.
I wish I could, but I'm in Akron right now. The one thing I wanted to talk about was...
They have cars in Akron.
How,
go ahead.
The one thing I want to talk about is how the Guardians could win, at least get back into the series, is that they need to do what they do in the later innings, in the beginning of the game, like the second, third inning, with Jose Ramirez's home run. And then also with Bo Naylor, he needs to start getting hot, as well as like what he did in game one. He needs to not let balls hit the he needs to not let the balls hit the dirt, bounce away from him, where Yankees could get free runs like they did in game one.
Yeah, but I mean, he was spiking the ball on the ground. I mean, you can maybe talk about the technique of trying to block, but I mean, it's not like I don't know. He didn't know those balls were going to get spiked. I can't blame Naylor on all of those runs.
No, I'm not. I'm trying not to blame him for everything, but sometimes he needs to figure out, like, the ball is way too low, hits the ground, or at least he needs to...
Yeah, I think that was kind of an unusual... I don't know.
Austin Wells did a nice job blocking a ball last night, saved a run.
Yeah, you're right.
For the Yankees. Braden, thank you.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
If you'd like to come to Fairview Park, I'm sure you have a friend who could drive you out here. Say hi, even though you're in Akron.
Look at you, man. The guy says I'm in Akron. I'm a little bit farther away. Well, find the closest rally house to you, and just that way you're kind of with us throughout osmosis.
What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to – okay, there you go.
Go to the one in Macedonia.
Go to the one in Macedonia.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Just go right up Route 8. There you go. You're good.
That's the way to work.
It's better than telling somebody in the rubber capital of the world they can go find a car.
Well, at least they can find tires.
Curtis is in Cleveland. Curtis, how are you?
Hey, Jim, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I couldn't be finer. Thank you. We're talking playoff baseball before we talk about a football season.
Baseball, but I'm still celebrating the Browns, get rid of the dropper. But listen.
The dropper.
the dropper. But when you have a this guy's gonna win manager of the year because everybody was saying, Jeff, me and you talk about this for a season. Nobody expected these guys to even make it to the playoffs, man. So, like, for him to have these guys in the American League Championship is awesome. I wish I would have Travis Fry as the catcher and Bazan as the designated hitter. I don't know why he can't get a ball for him to say that. But I'm not going to second-guess him. They got Dan Manigan managing this team. A guy that never managed a team before. So I'm happy with them. You know, and now since he pulled him so early, he can use Bieber. He can use Vibey in Game 4, and he can still go back alive. He didn't use him much, and I like that.
Curtis, I get it.
Hey, man, again, you and Stepanski going out for beers tonight?
You're managing the team, and he has Travis Bazana playing DH.
Yeah,
I like that.
I've heard worse ideas. I mean, I'm really good at pacing back and forth and eating sunflower seeds.
I wonder if Travis is still in town, and maybe he heard and they thought, "What? I'm supposed to be on the playoff roster?
I'm supposed to be here? What?
What the hey?
Somebody give me a car from Akron."
I did not know that. Give me a car. Abner's in Lakewood. Hello, Abner.
Gentlemen, I'm pretty close to you guys. Fairview isn't that far off, but yeah. I got to take care of two Rottweilers, so I apologize, all right? Listen, guys.
Dude, man, take care of those Rottweilers. We're good. We'll see you another day.
Dogs are allowed anywhere now.
When you see how much they poop, it's like if I pull my pants on, it's ridiculous.
Be careful, Abner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to dump you.
Okay. No worries. Now, gentlemen, I want to tell you guys this. You guys have a very special job because you feel and you hear how the city of Cleveland, the people of Cleveland feel after the Browns or the Guardians. And now I want to make it clear how I feel. Guys, I don't even care. I don't even know how to explain. I'm depressed. The Browns have sucked everything out of me. I don't even care about the guards. I don't care about the Cavs. I saw someone walking around the bridge. I was worried for him, too. I don't know what he was thinking. Guys, I don't know what to do. I'm young. I'm 22. But it feels like my life is over. I am so tired of this team. I think I need to go seek professional help because I just can't stop thinking about how bad we are. I should abandon ship and ditch the Browns and go root for the Bills or the Chiefs because they win and they have championships.
Abner, let me give you a suggestion. Monday we do Browns Therapy Monday. Sounds like you need it. Call us on Monday.
Just take a deep breath, my man. Take a deep breath.
Right, Andy?
Yes.
That's
why we're here on Mondays. But then again, what's today, Wednesday? It's a Guardians Therapy Wednesday for a lot of people, too. So we're okay with that, too. We are here for you to voice your opinion, and Abner's got it down pat.
Let me pass along some
advice. I bet he feels better now.
Legendary Joe Tate. Joe always had this to say. And Joe, of course, doing games for years, right? Joe always said two things. A, don't let the millionaires ruin your day. And B, is your name in the box score? No? Then there's nothing you could have done about it.
He said one more thing.
Don't let it affect your life. What else did he say?
He said, do you like my sweater?
Wow. Gary Barnidge played tight end for the Browns. He's gonna be on that Browns cruise. And we're going to talk to Gary about that, about his run in Cleveland, about the run in Cleveland right now with the Browns. Gary Barnidge, former Browns tight end, coming up on Basket NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.